Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, the Reverend Ralph Mancini, and joining us today is the University of Wyoming's standout wide receiver, David Leonard, represented by our good friend, Andy Tuatelli. Well, David, you're coming off a solid pro day earlier in the week where you showcased your speed. What was your impression of the entire event?
I thought it was a great experience. You know, it was a chance that you can go out there and kind of showcase all the hard work that you've been putting towards for the pro day. And I think it went really well. I was happy with my performance and the times that I put up. And so, you know, it's just exciting to get out there and compete again and to be out there with some of my fellow senior players. And just the whole experience was a great one, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and you did very well. As a matter of fact, you know, I know the Kansas City Chiefs have already scheduled a workout with you, so, you know, that's always good stuff right there. Now, you had an amazing season in 2009. You had 77 receptions, and, you know, just watching you play, you show a lot of courage by continually going across the middle, making a lot of those tough catches in traffic. Is that your best trait? Or do you also bring other assets to the table?
I think that's one of my better traits is, you know, I had to go across the middle quite a bit. And, you know, that's just something that the coaching staff had me do, and that's something that I was willing to do. And, you know, I think there's some other stuff that I have the capability to do on the outside. You know, just not a short route receiver, but, you know, that's something that I had to do quite a bit, and it was something that I was comfortable being put in those situations.
Yeah, and you're also a dynamite punt returner as well. You know, it's funny, you know, you watch these guys returning punts, and it's not fun. What type of mentality do you need to be successful in that type of role?
I think you just have to be, you know, kind of fearless, and you got to rely and trust your teammates. And I think we did a great job at Wyoming. We put players on our punt return team that did a great job of opening up holes for me. And you know, it was a great experience. I loved going back there and doing punt returns. I loved the feeling that, you know, kind of everyone's watching you. And it was just one of those things that, you know, I did in high school, and I was the coaching staff decided to put me back there in college, and I was very fortunate that they put their trust in me, and you know, I really enjoyed it through college.
Right, and where did you work out during the off season, and what did you really want to work on in terms of improving your skills?
Well, I stayed in Wyoming and worked out. I am finishing up my education in May. I'll be graduating, and that's something that I wanted to do. Is, you know, football is, you know, as everyone knows, is something that we wish we could play forever, but, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen, and so I felt the need that I really wanted to, you know, finish my education and get my degree, and so I stayed up in Wyoming and worked out with a friend of mine, Weston Johnson, who went through the same thing the year before, and you know, we did a really good job of pushing. He pushed me really hard, and one of the things that I wanted to work on was my overall speed, and my 40 time is something that was really important. And so, you know, a lot of sled pulls, a lot of leg workouts, and I think we did a great job. And I think, you know, on the pro day, I was able to showcase the hard work and the time that I put in.
Right, and your Wyoming team had a pretty good year in 2009 by qualifying for a bowl game. But then this past season, the wheels just completely fell off. The Cowboys only had 3 wins. Your quarterback, Austin Carter Samuels, had a rough year. And then he ends up leaving the school altogether. I mean, what happened last year? How did just everything just collapse like that?
You know, we had high expectations, and we knew that the season was going to be difficult. We knew we had some very good teams on there, and we knew that the Mountain West is always a tough conference to play in. But, you know, I think one of the things is that we just forgot how to win. And it was one of those things where, you know, we get down in a game, and we just kind of felt that we had been in the situation before. And I think, you know, confidence is such a big, vital role when you play football is being confident and being confident in yourself. And I think we lost a little bit of that. But I think at the end of the season, winning our last game against our rival school kind of showcased the mentality that we have and the pride and dedication that we have at the university. And so we finished off with a 44-0 victory against our rival CSU, and it was a great way for us seniors to go out. We didn't have the season that we had planned for, but we fought back and we came back to work every single weekend, and so it was great to end a career with a victory like that.
Yeah, that win versus Colorado State was most impressive indeed. And look, you had some rough times, your team had a rough year, but you also individually had some very good times as well. You know, you had a great game versus Florida Atlantic 2 years ago where you had 13 receptions. You had another game this past season where you caught 7 balls and scored 2 touchdowns. Well, what do you think was the highlight of your college career, and what are you going to miss the most about your college days?
One of my most memorable experiences was the bowl game. That was the first time that any of the guys on the team had ever been to a bowl game, and we just had a special group of seniors and a special group of guys that really clicked together. We had a new coaching staff, and it wasn't easy at times. We had to adjust to quite a bit of a new program and new coaches, and so for us to go to that bowl game and get a great double overtime win against the great team in Fresno State was just really the highlight of my career, I think. And to experience it with those guys, it was made it even more special. But, looking back and thinking about, playing football for Wyoming and the things that I'll miss, I think the biggest thing is just being around with the guys, being around with guys that are from all different aspects of life and that have come together for a common goal. And, just the good times and the bad times. Sometimes when you have to grind, you're doing it with someone else that you call your brother. And so I think that's what I'll miss the most about playing for Wyoming.
Yeah, those college days go by way too fast. Now, David, what kind of guy are you off the field? What do you bring to an NFL team as an individual?
Well, I think family is such a big thing, and guys that you're putting all this effort into for one common goal, I mean, they have to look at you as a good friend or a brother, and so I think that I'm an easygoing guy. I joke around all the time in the locker room, so I think I'd be able to fit in with the team and gel with the players and gel with the coaches, and I think that's such a big thing is you have to enjoy the people you're around for a team to be successful is everyone has to get along, and it's, one team, one goal, and I think that I would be able to bring that to a program.
Now, did you always play football when you were a kid? I mean, and were you always a wide receiver? If not, I mean, who did you want to be when you were 10 years old and you were in front of the TV set learning about the great game of football?
Well, I grew up in Kansas, and, I was a big basketball player and enjoyed playing basketball. But football was always my first love, and I had a great experience, through childhood and into high school. But, if there was anyone that I always wanted to emulate, it was Jordy Nelson. He just kind of was a receiver that I wanted to emulate on the field. And then he was a good person off the field. He had great character about him. His teammates enjoyed being around him. And so that's someone that I always try to emulate on the field and off the field. And, so that's I guess my role model as far as, football goes.
Yeah, not a bad role model. And, given your physical style of play, have you suffered any injuries or any significant injuries that people should know about?
Well, I think there's always going to be injuries that you play with. I had a few AC sprains in the shoulder that were painful, but you had to play with injuries. You had to play through that sort of stuff, and so I didn't miss any games from those AC sprains in my shoulders. So for the most part, being a football player, I stayed relatively healthy. Just a few concussions just from big hits and going across the middle, but nothing that really kept me out of a lot of games, and you know, you're gonna have to be able to find that point where if it's just it's pain and if you can play through it, or if it's something like an injury that you don't think you can push through. But you know, there's always injuries in football. There's never a season where you go through feeling like you did before the season started. So yeah, I'd say, you know, some nicks and bruises with the shoulders, but you know, nothing too serious.
Yeah, and, you know, for the Jet fans listening to this show, former New York Jet Ryan Yarborough was a former Wyoming Cowboy. Have you had a chance to talk with any current or former pros or even work out with them? And most importantly, what are they telling you? What are they telling you in terms of what to prepare for at the next level?
Well, I've had the, you know, fortunate opportunity to meet a few players that have been a part of teams or made a practice squad, and guys that I played with, like Devin Moore with the Colts and Mitch Unrein, who's now with the Broncos, and just hanging around those guys and trying to soak up their brain, you know, soak up all the information that they have. And they just said that, you know, at the next level, it's everyone's a great athlete and everyone's a great football player, but you got to, you know, establish yourself as being more versatile and, you know, willing to do special teams and willing to do things that you may not have done in the past to stand out. And that's something that I would be more than willing to do as far as any special teams. And I had the opportunity to play several special teams in college, and so I have that experience. And but, you know, things like that those guys tell me, I just really try to soak in you know, get ready for at the next level.
Yeah, Devin Moore, that's a name that I haven't heard of in a couple of years now. I mean, he used to come on with us all the time. He was a great, great player. You know, I wanted to ask you now, again, off the field, what are some of your favorite activities when you're not playing football, when you're not working out or practicing?
Well, I still enjoy going back to my basketball roots. I enjoy shooting hoop. Anytime I can get into the gym and just kind of dust off the old basketball skills, I try to do. But, you know, I enjoy playing, you know, video games. I'm a big Call of Duty fan. You know, just stuff like that, and just being around friends. I enjoy going out with my family and listening to good music. You know, my dad's a band director, and so we try to get down when I'm back in Kansas City and listen to some blues. And, you know, just really being around good people and just enjoying myself. And so, you know, that's some of the things that I like to do during my off time.
Okay, fair enough. And usually we like to end our interviews with the segment called Three and Out. I'm going to ask you three non-football questions.
So okay.
So the first one, first down, name the movie you never get tired of watching.
The movie I never get tired of watching is Braveheart. It's my favorite movie. I don't care how many times I've seen it. If it's on TV, I can't turn it away. And it's one of those timeless movies that I think never gets old.
Yeah. And also, second down, second question, name the female celebrity you would most like to share a romantic evening with.
I would say the actress is Kristen Crook. She's kind of a small-named actress, but, you know, she's a very beautiful actress, and if I had the opportunity, I would love to take her on a date or to meet her.
Yeah, was she in any big movies lately?
Nothing too lately. She was in, I think, the new Street Fighter. I try to see what movie she's in, but she's not in too many big ones, but she's definitely, I'm a fan of hers. So.
Okay, I'll have to look her up. And then third down, the third question is, what artist or music group do you listen to when you're trying to get yourself psyched up for a big game?
You know, I like, before games, I listen to a lot of rap. You know, I like Drake and Lil Wayne, and, you know, those are some artists that I always listen to before a game. But, you know, off the field, I'm pretty versatile as far as music goes. I don't have one set band that I always listen to, but definitely before games, it's got to be One of those guys. Those guys definitely get me going before games. So.
Yeah, Drake, Lil Wayne, Young Jeezy. I think a lot of guys listen to that. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. All right, David. Well, listen, thanks for giving us a few moments of your time. I want to wish you luck in your workout with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I am sure that I'm going to see you at some point next season in an NFL uniform.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for this opportunity.
Okay, great. Take care.